broadcasting under the night sky from the edge of an undisclosed jungle on the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Christopher Garitano, your voice in the night. For the next hour, allow me to be your guide into the bizarre unknown, the fantastic macabre, and together we'll journey to that borderland between fiction and reality, a place beyond all rational explanation. We are now off to the witch. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Off to the Witch newsletter. This is number 2, and this is an off week for the regular episodes. I wanted to give you something on my off week, so I guess I'll come in here and rant for a little while. I suppose the subject for tonight is I wanted to talk a little bit about conspiracies. And in the last few years, I've noticed, I'm sure you have too, that the idea of a conspiracy theory is completely frowned upon, yet it seems to be apparent that there are conspiracies abound. Now, the idea of a government conspiracy is not far-fetched in any sense of the word. And if anyone is to do some research, and these are proven documents, everything from FOIA requests that actually came back, to congressional hearings, to pure documents regarding Project Paperclip, which started after World War II. We know that government programs happened. Very nefarious, a lot of times under false pretenses, in regard to, let's say, the Tuskegee medical experiments, where there were subjects, okay, that were lied to, told they were going to be given free medical care, and they were injected with syphilis. This was on purpose. This was the U.S. government. And the governments around the world have done atrocious things. But this particular one was given to people over time, and they were covertly monitored to see what the syphilis did to them and their families. This is disgusting stuff, folks. But it doesn't even compare to what was happening in the sublevels of certain government programs, let's say in regard to Holmesburg prison experiments, where once again, under false pretenses, there were people told that they would be part of some kind of cosmetic experiment, and they were given psychoactive drugs. They were given psychedelic drugs. There was a mind control experiment happening, and that was confirmed by a gentleman named Alan Hornblum, who wrote a book called Acres of Skin about the victims of the Holmesburg prison experiments. And those men, I interviewed two of them for my television special, The Dark Files. You can find that. I think many platforms have it right now. It's a 2-hour special that I made for History Channel a few years back. And, we did our best to make a very serious expose of this stuff and an analysis of it. And there were opposing viewpoints. I had a guy named Steve Volk on the show with me, and he was supposed to be the skeptic, and he was really, he dug in to be a skeptic. My issue with skeptics is I already have a healthy amount of skepticism. So when you go into something and you've already decided you weren't going to believe it, before you hear the information, you're already locked. You're fixed and locked into not believing it. So when the information is presented to you, even if you're working on a subconscious level, you're already trying to dismantle the truth. And so what's astonishing to me is that in the cases of all of the conspiracies that happened over the years, everything from MKUltra to the Holmesburg prison experiments to the Tuskegee medical experiments, this is hard evidence of some of the worst atrocities in history happening right here in the United States and decisions of the U.S. government at those times. How did these things happen? That's one question. The next question is, are they still happening? So that leads to the distrust currently of what's happened in the last 3 years. There is some fishy stuff. We know it. There are some things that many questions that need to be asked, a lot. And so you should never be ashamed to question any authoritative figure, especially these people parading in front of us every night on the news. and the news is as biased as you can get. So I rarely talk about my political perspective because, frankly, I don't have one. I'm a human being living on Earth, and I'm observing things going on around us. And I think, like many of you, anywhere around the world, because we have listeners around the world, is that you shouldn't trust these governments, because if they were good at what they did, we would not have these problems. You have to imagine a world full of great leaders. And yes, we do need leadership. You and I and everybody else are busy with our own trades, our own focus, and most of us are not in politics. So if you could imagine a great leader, what would this world be? And you can always reach out to me. I'm curious. You know, maybe I'll have a call-in show at some point and we can do it in this format and discuss things together. I'd love to hear from you. And I know I'm going to have something like that on the Patreon coming up. So the Off to the Witch Patreon will be available, I believe, in early September. And I probably will do an annex show like this. I'll continue the newsletter, but maybe we can do it like a call-in type situation where I do have a subject matter like I'm spouting off right now, and I can hear your opinion and we can talk about it. I've always been interested in that. I love talk radio. I love the current format of Off to the Witch, but I'm happy to do an annex format, and so that's probably what I'm going to do. So stay tuned for, you know, news about the Patreon. I'll probably announce it on a forthcoming newsletter just up ahead. And so back to conspiracies for a second. So we have, as a collective people, were a bit suspect of the situation that happened a few years ago when COVID-19 affected the world. The behavior of some government figures obviously was a little strange, if you have an eye for it. Some people just go along with the program, and I don't hate them for that. You know, I think from birth, we're told that we can trust certain people, especially if they're saying the right things. Now, on and off in my life, I've been around a few sinister people. And some of those sinister people, I would say most of them, come to you as a friend. They tell you the things you want to hear. They approach you as a friend, as if they're here to help. And so if you were to apply that technique, and it's quite evil if you ask me, to any government figure that might be lying to you, they're the epitome. They're the definition of that. So that is why I'm very cautious about trusting people like that. Also, a lot of things didn't add up. Promises that were made were certainly not kept. Promises about certain situations were certainly not kept. And we need to take that into consideration. And I am not here to criticize anybody's political party, but as soon as you subscribe as if you're following a team, you know, it's somewhat harmless, of course, to follow a baseball game and that's your team and you're there for the long haul or a football game or whatever, right? But when it comes to government, you should not have that mentality because they could be deceiving you. And you, once again, would have already made the decision to blindly follow. That is dangerous. You shouldn't be doing that. We should truly pay attention to what people are saying. Certainly don't elect somebody because of the way they look or because of the party they're in. I don't care about political parties. I care about great leadership, and it's something we don't have. So it's something I'm passionate about, and I try to bring in subject matter into this show because, you know, some people might say it's fringe element stuff. Well, not anymore. Not anymore. We are in the middle of this great change. There are congressional hearings about extraterrestrial beings and UFOs. That's a first. It's being taken seriously, or at least information is finally being revealed to us. But we should continue to ask more questions. We should not act as if this is some kind of great gift, okay? Because the people that have been withholding this for so many years, for whatever reason, are now releasing it. I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions about the behavior of certain leaders, very prominent leaders in the U.S. and abroad. They seem to be legion. They seem to be reading from a script. I'm sorry, my intellect tells me that. My life experience tells me that. So I have a lot of questions. And you should too. I can't tell you how to think. But I have a feeling that a good deal of my audience feels the same way. What do we do about it? Try to be aware. Try to keep your eyes open. And try not to be susceptible to any of the suggestion that is being laid upon you. Be fair with people. People should be able to speak their minds without being persecuted, even if it offends you. And you have a right to counteract that. And that's the way the world should be. We should be able to have an argument, a calm one, an intelligent one, a debate, and walk away from it peacefully.
This series presents information based in part on theory and conjecture. The producer's purpose is to suggest some possible explanations, but not necessarily the only ones to the mysteries we will examine.
The support of wars. If you read about what really happens in a war, you know, for instance, I recently saw a short documentary about a photographer from World War II. And again, a lot of our modern day conspiracies can be stemmed from the Nazi regime. We absorbed the U.S. I'm talking about. My other listeners around the world understand this also, is that the United States absorbed Nazi scientists after World War II. Some of them were quite evil people, developing rockets and mines where people were killed and murdered by the thousands, okay? But I recently saw a documentary about a US soldier, World War II photographer, and he revealed atrocities that are comparable to hell on earth, okay? And a lot of us know about this from history, but some of these things I didn't know about. For instance, Adolf Hitler had occult interests and bizarre interests in creating some kind of master race. So one of the things they did is that they would get pilots, okay, these well-built, genetically approved pilots to meet with beautiful women. These are their people, right? They had these gripes with everybody that you could think of under their list, but these are their own people, right? So they should have had some kind of loyalty, even as evil as they were. They didn't. So the pilots and the young ladies got together, and the young ladies got pregnant. Now, some of them fell in love. Well, Hitler and his gang didn't approve of this. So what they did was, and we're about to get graphic, and this was explained by someone who had photographs of the aftermath of this nightmare, was that they would run cords through their wrists, the women, string them up in a tree, and this is while they were 9 months pregnant, and remove the babies with bayonets. And if your imagination can even begin to understand what that is, it's pure evil. It's hell on earth. World War II was a literal hell on earth. It needed to be stopped. So I understand having to stop something like that one way or another. There were more things that happened, but you know, I don't know how much of a grisly horror show I'm going to leave in this newsletter. Wars are designed for profit, and we're lied to about wars, and we've been lied to about wars. So you should be very careful about being gung-ho about joining and waving a flag for a war where people are being murdered left and right when 100% you're not sure of exactly what's happening. And so those are some of my perspectives on current things that are atrocious and weird and strange. Look back in history. Take it upon yourself to do that. There are books and documents that have been around for years, for decades, even a century, that you can dive into and honestly find your own information and use your own intellect to make a decision as to what the next step is for you. We live in bizarre times. It's undeniable. And we're going to witness so much up ahead. AI is moving exponentially, as I've discussed before, and I can't even begin to keep up with it. There are things that are going to happen in the next 6 months alone that are going to blow your mind. And to me, they're quite terrifying. A lot of the AI art, at first I was excited, like, this is a great tool. And I think it can be, but it seems to be running away with itself. I mean, some of the stuff that it's making is bizarre, and I question how it's happening. Where is it coming from? And what kind of effect is it going to have on us? Will it be detrimental, or will it be some kind of celebration of a new art form? I think both, but there's something very strange about it underneath the surface. My instinct screams at me when I see a lot of it, especially the live action stuff, and the fact that you can create avatars. And what I believe we're on the precipice of, and I've talked about this before on the show with guests, is that I have a feeling that we're moving into something that's identical to the Matrix, to the motion picture, to the idea that we'll have a device that will communicate with our senses. You can literally blip into a different world, be anything you want to be anyone you want to be. Now, to me, just like to you, that's exciting. I mean, who wouldn't want to try that? The sky's the limit. As far as your imagination can go, that's the experience you'll have inside there. And I think it's possibly the greatest temptation that's been ever put in front of people, in front of human beings on Earth, is to have anything you ever wanted and experience it. Full sensory experiences. You can't tell the difference between reality and this matrix that's on its way. And it's going to happen. And for a lot of us, it's going to happen in our lifetimes. I had another cool conversation recently, and I've covered these things before as well on my show Strange World, which if you search YouTube, you can find it. You probably search YouTube my last name, and the Strange World YouTube site will come up, and you can watch all 8 episodes. But in one of those episodes, I explored the idea of real superheroes. So this might sound insane, but you know, we live in insane times, and I guarantee we have a future of not only superheroes, but supervillains. Both will occur. And if you stick to the idea that science fiction had predicted most things, that science fiction writers are prophets, then I truly believe a lot of the comic book heroes that you've been watching in all of these movies over the years or reading in the comics are going to come to life. How is that going to happen? Genetically modified human beings, either from the start or their current bodies, just like it is in, let's say, the X-Men. Aliens coming to Earth, a variety of them. I don't believe it's, just like many of you, I don't believe that there's just almond-shaped-eyed aliens out there. So we're going to meet all kinds of beings in the future, interdimensional beings. All of this stuff is in comic books. And of course, if you have an evil person, a nefarious person that is already on the take, that already has the criminal mind, if you were to introduce super strength to them or some kind of ability, what would they become? It's inevitable that you're going to see supervillains and superheroes in the future. And to a lot of us, that sounds so exciting, but I don't know if living it is what we really want. And one way or another, you're going to see it, right? Whether it be in that matrix I'm talking about, because of course that's going to happen, or in reality. And what is reality? And there's a lot that say, and some great minds that say, we should be questioning reality. We might already be in the matrix. And so those are some things to think about. And I promise to talk further with other people that have either had experiences or really did some powerful research in the future, on future episodes. Soon I'm going to release my book, South Texas Blues. It is a screenplay that I've written and rewritten over almost 2 decades. And it's about the passion and madness that goes into making an independent film. And its director, and it's a true story of director Tobe Hooper making the motion picture, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, in the summer of 1973. It was a chaotic set. And I wanted people to kind of understand what goes into something like that and rewind back to a time 50 years ago that when you're making something like that, that has an impact on cinema and on the world, you know, everybody seems to know what that movie is. It's been sequelized, merchandised over the years. So many things have happened and will continue to from it. But the purest form of it was that first movie. And nobody believed it was going to go anywhere. And the director wasn't famous. And nobody in the film was famous. And it was kind of made in the middle of nowhere, Texas. And no one believed it would become the phenomena that it did. And that, I think, is the most fascinating thing to me, is that they're making this thing and they have no idea of the impact it would have. People are watching it every day. 50 years later, they'll be watching it 100 years later. Video games, you know, all this kind of stuff that's out and forthcoming. So that's fascinating to me. Not knowing, really not knowing what the impact of what you do will have. You know, I'm sitting here ranting into a microphone and I don't know I have no idea what kind of effect it's having on you. I hope that I can just raise questions and that we consider some things and we can have fun doing it too, because honestly, the way the world can be, don't wallow in darkness. Have the most fun you can have. Do the things you want to do. Be happy. Stay away from people who drag you down. And I will return next week with a new episode and the following week with another newsletter. And I hope you enjoyed listening to me rant for a few minutes. I could do this for hours, but I have to get back to work. So stay tuned for more news about the Patreon, about forthcoming movies, documentaries, everything I'm working on, and many episodes of Off to the Witch. And I will see you soon.